Riddle me this, Batman. Written by Christina Curtin, April 9th, 2025. Are all Trivia Night hosts dicks? I asked you this based on my one experience when I attended Trivia Night for the first time in my 42 years on this earth, where the host was, in fact, kind of dickish. Now, I enjoy games and winning said games, but I never sought out opportunities like Trivia Night. Likely because I have four kids, and nighttime is reserved for sports, activities, and sleep. Unintentionally, last night was my first time experiencing trivia when Vince, Evie, and myself visited Gianna as she was serving again at a restaurant. Since it was Tuesday, I hadn't expected her to be that busy, and I thought it would be nice to pop in, eat some food, and see her in action. Upon arriving, the restaurant was fuller than I expected. Tables pushed together in groups of adults, median age 65, populated the room. As soon as I entered, a man in front announced that trivia was about to begin. Ah, that's right. Tuesdays are trivia. I forgot. This fact that I forgot it was trivia night foreshadows my performance this night, folks. Anyways, since we were there, we decided to grab a pen and paper and play along. The questions weren't hard, per se, and I did pull in some great responses. But some of them were tricky, in my opinion, if you've had no exposure to the topic. For example, one question was about which superhero had connections to the Lone Ranger. The options were the Shadow, Green Hornet, or Hopalong Cassidy. Okay, I've heard of the Lone Ranger, and I think he had a dog, maybe, but that's it. I hate Westerns, or anything really related to cowboys, unless we are talking about Back to the Future Part 3. That's my favorite BTTF movie by far. So I legitimately have no clue on this answer, and Vince was no help. We are in our early 40s after all. Hopalong Cassidy sounded Western, so that's the answer we put down. After turning in our answers and getting scored, the host read aloud the answers for that round. When he got to the question about the Lone Ranger, before reading the answer, he said laughingly, "Now, who the heck is Hopalong Cassidy? Like, who are the effin' morons that put that answer down?" What a dick. I'm not offended, really. It takes a lot to wound my ego, but I will acknowledge a dick when I see one. That's what she said. Dude does this again with another one of the answers, heckling the idiots that chose the wrong one from his selections. Listen here, asshat. Not everyone is a trivia nerd. I'm lucky I hang on to important facts that I can actually use in my day-to-day life, let alone the real name of some boxer from the 90s. I'm lucky I remember my kids' schedules, food preferences, and their names. I can't retain useless information, though my husband can. Seriously, ask him a fact about marine life. Did you know that an octopus can change their body shape and basically mimic other sea creatures so they look like a jellyfish or a sea snake? I didn't, but he does. No, there's not enough space in my brain to retain all this stuff. So to all the trivia hosts out there, let's not be a dick about it, okay? Some people know all the shit, some people don't. Other than being passive-aggressively called a dipshit by the host, it was fun. I came in last place. Behind the post, a bit of backstory. This was a hot off-the-presses post. I wrote it at 6 a.m. the day following the trivia event. While being called an idiot by the host was pretty funny, another highlight of the night was Gianna's reaction to us being there. While I thought she would have been stressed to have us there, given the busyness of the night, it was actually the opposite. She said more than once, "Thank you for coming here," and even asked us if we could stay until she was done. I was really surprised. In my mind, when I saw the big tables, I was worried we would be a burden. I know how stressful having big tables can be, especially when they ask for separate checks. Come on, peeps, help a new server out. Anyways, the fact that she actually wanted us there warmed my mom heart so much. Despite it being past my bedtime, I stayed. My ass hurt from sitting in a chair for over 2 hours as I waited for her to finish cleaning tables and whatnot, but there was no reason I couldn't show up for my girl. As we walked to the parking lot together, she unloaded on me all the stresses of her night, her excitement over the money she made, and then her appreciation of us being there and me staying behind. She loved having a safe space to come to and vent. Being a new server, this was all still so stressful and overwhelming, and having us there made her feel more relaxed and confident. Ah, I'm grateful for this child. I know most teenage girls push their parents away, but Gianna never did. She has always liked us, enjoyed being in our company, and seeks out our support. I know she's not the norm, and I am thankful to have her. And that's it for today, my friends. Thanks for listening to my blog. And remember, the chaos is temporary, unless it's glitter. Damn, glitter will be there forever.